Next on the call is Indiana's Terry Morin. The Hoosiers are the number 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will play their first game on Friday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach, if you'd like, can you go ahead and make some quick opening statement, and then we will take questions from the media.
Well, you know, we've had a tremendous season thus far, and we're excited about, this week with the Big Ten tournament. And we have several unique pieces, but, we have a surrounding cast. They've just been terrific to coach and be around all year. We've been in some really close games, and I've just really fought and worked extremely hard to position ourselves or to be in this position this week of going into the tournament. So we're excited, about being in Indy and hoping that, Hoosier Nation travels well and having a lot of red down in Banker's Life.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of John Blau with Herald Times.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hi, John. Good.
Hey. How excited were you guys yesterday when Minnesota lost? You got that 4 seed. What do you think that rest means for your team, obviously, with the depth you've had this year?
Well, yeah, I think that was Saturday was one of the things we were playing for, was that we just had to do our work and do our job and, let Sunday be what Sunday was going to be. And, we're thrilled that we, got into that fourth spot. We have a double bye, and the extra rest is obviously meaningful for us because of our lack of depth, but it's kind of been like that all year. And so we've done a great job with managing that. I know that our group's going to be just really excited about, the opportunity that we have, going down to Indianapolis and, playing. Whether it was Wednesday or Friday, we're just excited that we're playing.
Our next question comes from the line of Dave Sugarman with WIS Radio 91 FM.
Hi, Coach. You finished the regular season on an 11-3 stretch. That's after starting 1-3, including a pair of double-digit losses. What do you think changed the most from after that stretch of the loss to Purdue and Ohio State and beating number 18 Michigan State?
Well, this is an incredible league, and from top to bottom. And, you don't hit the panic button, if you start out a little slow, and we didn't. We knew that every day and was about improving for us, and we just focused on one game at a time. And it just so happened that Michigan State came in here and we played terrific, and they certainly gave us some confidence. And our message to our kids was, if we play well and we follow the game plan and we stick together and play together, we can beat anybody. I really think the turning point for this group, though, was the Northwestern win on the road. We hadn't won a game away from Assembly Hall, and so that was, I think, a turning point in our program that really gave us some confidence that we can win at home and certainly we can win on the road if we do all the things necessarily you have to do.
And can you talk about, it seems like, although it's made for some really exciting finishes, the team has made a habit of falling behind a lot in the first half of the season. You guys have made some comebacks, and other times you've fallen short. Especially in the one-and-done scenario, how do you try and make sure that the team doesn't dig themselves in a hole?
Well, we always talk about the first 4 minutes and wanting to come out of the gates fast and you know, get the points up on the board as quickly as we can. You know, we believe you me, I don't think any of us liked some of the situations that we were in as far as, you know, having a bad second quarter and being down at half and having to fight our way back. But, you know, there were some lessons learned in all that, too, and that, you know, a year ago we probably wouldn't have fought back. Those would probably end up as losses for us. And this group has just had an incredible mindset. They just won't give in. They just continue to fight, and they always think that they have a chance. And so I think that had a lot to do with, you know, our mental toughness and probably helped develop that more than anything, was that certainly we don't like to dig ourselves holes, but the lesson in all that was that we're never out of any game. And so I think that's one of the things that this group has been able to hang their hat on, is just their mental toughness that they've shown throughout the season.
One more question for you, Coach, sort of twofold. There was, you know, just one senior on the team in Lindsay Lycum, and can you talk about, I know you weren't with her for an entire career, but her journey, obviously, she saw off the game. She was very, very emotional on Saturday, and how special it was, even for just having one senior, but also the benefits of having such a young team and your main players, you know, Tyra Buss, Samantha Cahill, being sophomores and having so much more to go with them.
Well, we're really thrilled, you know, that you know, Lindsay Lycum has been through coaching change. She's been incredible through this transition. Is an incredible teammate. Is respected by her team. And so it was just, it seemed fitting. It was her birthday on Saturday. It was senior day. You know, she had her parents in from Tucson. Her sisters were in from the East Coast. And so it was a family affair. And Lindsay's been a terrific part of our program for the last 2 years. And you know, has had to, you know, show some leadership, you know, primarily on the bench. You know, she's been a role player for us. You know, she's going to be so successful because Lindsay's very highly intelligent. She has a plan for what she wants to accomplish in life, and so it's going to be really neat to watch, you know, as she in whatever she chooses to do, she's going to be successful. The other part of that question, yeah, we're excited that you know, we have a lot of those parts, or a lot of those pieces are going to be returning to us next year, and we've added more pieces with our recruiting class. So you know, we're progressing in the right way, you know, with our program. We know that there's an incredible amount of work to still be done, you know, for us, but we really feel like that we're headed in the right direction with this thing, and so that's what we're most proud of right now.
Our next question comes from the line of John Bow with Herald Times.
Hey, Coach. Considering how difficult last season was and the roster turnover you had, I mean, how much of an honor is it personally that people are mentioning you as a Coach of the Year candidate going into this tonight?
Well, you know, John, that is the least of the what I worry about, because it's more about this basketball team. I have an incredible staff. I have incredible people that you know, I get to work with every day, and you know, I've never bought into public opinion, because if you do that, you only set yourself up for frustration, because nobody on the outside has any idea, you know, what we do in Cook Hall and how we go about our business every day, and you know, what we know we have to do in order to you know, build this thing and build it in the right way. And that's what we've been, you know, most proud of. But it always comes back to the people, you know, that you surround yourself with, and the good energy that you surround yourself with. And as I mentioned, we just kind of put our head down and gone about our work, you know, and just kind of allowed what we've been able to accomplish, you know, be our voice. And you know, that's really what it's been about for us. It's not about the individual awards or you know, whether they think we're doing a good enough job, you know, coaching this group. That's been the least of our worries. We're all about you know, how we can help our kids be successful here at Indiana, and we got a terrific group.
Thanks, Coach.
And we have time for one last question for Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Shelley Till with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, congrats on finishing in the top four, getting that double bye. And you mentioned how, you know, with such a young team, but you have still been able to develop that mental toughness. And, yeah, even though they're coming from behind, it's like everybody wants to watch you play because it's so exciting. You know you're going to have a game in the fourth quarter. How have they developed, because they're so young, that's not an easy thing to do, to develop that mental toughness. How have you been able to do that?
Well, yeah, I think we have incredible kids in our program that are all, you know, from that were all superstars, you know, in their own respect, and all have competed their entire lives and have all won, you know, and I think that's one of the most important things I think people forget. You know, we have kids in our programs that were either Miss Basketballs or runner-up to Miss Basketballs and have scored over 2,000 points, and with Tyra 4,000 points, and so, you know, our pieces, you know, have won a lot of games and have been around winning traditions and know what that looks like. And so, you know, I think for this group it was, you know, from last year to this year, you know, it's kind of that you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of coming up short. And I just think this group has just a resiliency about them. They have a toughness, but it's both physically and it's also mentally. But I think it's just because that coming off the type of year we had last year, you know, there was so much work that we had to do. And we did. We put it in this summer. We put it in together this summer, and it was incredibly tough. But obviously we're reaping the rewards of all that hard that we had to go through. And sometimes, you know, it's exciting when you can win, you know, with you have to lose, right, before you can win with your group. And and that's kind of what we've done, you know, with these guys. We've had to go through the hard before we could get to where we are right now. And again, we still got a lot of work to do. Believe you me, we have not arrived, and we'll never arrive. But right now, I really just like the progress that we've made thus far with this group, and we're really excited about the future and where we're headed.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.